Hi, my name is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to create a custom configuration section in an ASP.NET website's web.config file. Let's get started by creating a sample. And I'm just going to create a standard ASP.NET website in Visual Basic. However, when you download the sample source code, everything started building a custom configuration website. Let me open up the web.config file that was installed by default with a project template, and we'll look at a couple things here and review a little bit of terminology that I think will help you understand better what's required in the custom configuration section. So the root element for configuration information configuration here in line 10. And then there's several child elements underneath configuration that we can see here. We have app settings, web. Each of these three is what's called a section group. So is a section group. Think of a section group like a namespace when you're creating classes. It provides a mechanism to group one dimension entities. In this case, what we're grouping are sections within the system.web section group. So two of those sections inside of system.web are compilation and pages. Those sections has one-to-many attributes. Compilation, you can see we have three attributes defined here in the config file. Pages does not have any attributes defined here in the config file, but bar so we get IntelliSense, you can see that there's a whole list of attributes that can be. And the other thing to notice is that inside of the pages section, we have a child element called namespaces. So you can nest. Now each of these things that we've been talking about, group, system web as a section, pages, and the element within a section have classes in the .NET framework that correspond to this functionality. And we'll take a look at that next. So let's add a custom section here to our section. And what I'm going to do is actually add the section here in the web.config file, and then we'll take a look at how we create a class that corresponds that allows us to get at the information automatically from within our ASP.NET website. So let's call this new section Startup Settings. Startup Settings, let's have several attributes that we want to get at from our ASP.NET website. So the first one we'll put is version, and we'll give this a little version number. The second one is going to be default country, and we'll put the three-letter country code, in this case USA. And then the third attribute we'd like to put is the default time zone. This is going to be a numeric value that represents an offset from GMT. So now we have our new custom section startup settings with several attributes. What we do is to add a class to this website to get at this information. So let me add a class. And I'm going to call this class startup settings. It just says it's going to add it to the app code folder. And we'll also add a namespace. I'm going to call this how do I section handler. We'll just end the namespace. So now we have our class contained. And then the startup settings class corresponds to the new custom section that we have over here in our web.config file. So this setting section maps over here to our Startup Settings class. The same name. You'll see how we can set that when we go back to the WebDAC config file in a few minutes. Now, several of these things that we're going to create, I should say, the class we're going to create needs to be based upon a base. Let me add an import statement here so it'll make it a little easier to create this class. So we are going to take system.configuration. And then our class needs to be based upon a class called configuration section. Put inherits, and we want to base this on configuration. Provide us with some of the base level functionality that enables us to read and write information from the web.config file. Now we're going to create a within our Settings class that corresponds to each of the attributes that we have down in the web.config file. So the first one we need is the version. And we'll just call this version as a string. And to set that, let's go to E. And we'll put it in. Version equals value, and then to get it, we need to return and me so that allows us to both store and create. We need to do the same thing for the default country and the default time zone. So let me go down here and just quickly create those. And we'll call it default country. Also has a string. So we'll return. And we'll store that in a default country. And then to set it, we'll just equal the value. And last is the default time zone. Also as an integer. And when we get that back out, what we want to do is return me, and let's store that, I should say, in default time zone. And then to set it, we'll just say me dot, or me paren default time zone equals, mention here that what we're doing here in the shorthand notation, which is me and the name version and assigning the value, is that we're using a property called properties, which as you can see is the collection of properties inside of the configuration section. So we click on me.properties and then and let me just put this in here, and you can see that it takes the name of the item associated with a particular property. So just wanted to fill you in on that. Let me get rid of this so it's back to the way it was. And now what we need to do is each of these properties within our setup setting section needs to have a configuration property with it. So we're going to add a configuration, and then within this configuration property attribute we have a number of things that we can set, and important ones that we need to set is the actual name. So let's say this is version, and there we go, and we can plot it's a required attribute as well as a number of in this configuration property attribute. And let's just say that is required equal to true. And that's all we'll set here for this version. Just copy this and paste it down here to default country. And instead of version, this is default country. And we'll take that down here to default time zone. Let's just change the name of the attribute. And little thing we have is just add the underscore. And also we have a little typo here as well with the down to our other as well. So we'll add the underscore there and we'll add our colon and now be all set to go with these particular properties. Now, validate the information coming in these attributes from that config file section. So let's add one of those here to the default time zone. And there are several validators. I'm going to use is called the integer validator. And you can here that there are several things that you can set. You can set a minimum value, and set that equal to minus 12 value, and let's set that equal to 13. So what this would do is it will restrict the time zone value that's coming in to our startup settings section. And as I said, there are some other kinds of validators available. There's a long validator, for example, and there's also a string validator. So depending upon what type of values you have in your different attributes coming inbound, attribute. So now we've defined this custom set for our startup settings section in the web.config file. Let's go back over here to the web.config file, and what we need to do now is to define here as well, but in this case we're just defining the section handler for startup settings, section element, and then in the section element we need to define the name of the section, and in this case is called. And the other thing we need to define is the type, and in this is essentially what is the defining what is the class that handles. How do I dot startup settings find the section handler for our new startup settings section? And let's just compile this here. You did not define the section handler correctly, that the website will not compile. So we'll just go up here to the build menu and we'll build the whole section since essentially it's just this one. You see the build succeeded, so we know we have properly defined the section handler. section. Now what we need to do is to go over and use this particular section. Here, default ASPX, open up the code behind. Let's add an event for the page. Let's pick the load event. So what we need to do here in the load event is to first define an instance of our new. So I'll just dimension a variable we'll call settings. How do I section handler dot startup settings? And now in order to load the information from the configuration file into this instance of our, need to use system.configuration.manager class. We need to use a method called getSection. And in here, as you see, window, we need to put the name of the section. Name of our section is called Startup Settings. So this should return to us an instance of the handler class, which contains the information from the config file. So to quickly see if that information is being loaded correctly, let's just go back over to default ASPX. We're going to throw a couple labels here on the page, and then what we'll do is we'll just each of these each of the configuration properties to one of these labels. Let me just put them on a new line so we can see them correctly. Let me just go back and make sure what their names are. It's just label 1, 2, 3. We'll go back over to the code behind. And what we'll do is we'll take label 1.text and settings.default config. Let's take at the version in that first one. Label 2. Country, we'll put the default time zone. Remember that's an integer, so I'm just going to take it to string. So now we should be all set. Let's fire up this page and see what we get. Let me break one second before we start up the website. So let's start the website in the debug mode. You'll see load event. I'll just step and it loads the values from the configuration to the instance of our section. And then it's going to go through and take the value from each of the properties in settings and assign it to the label. And the default time zone will go into label 3. So let me just let this run through and we'll see our page, and there's the values from our configuration file. So we've seen how to create a new section in the web, in this case one called Startup Settings. Then we looked at how to create the section handler class that's based upon the configuration class in the .NET framework, create the properties associated with the section, and then back over here in the web.config file, we defined the new section handler so it would know how to load the values here in our programmatically access the information. I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with this video. As I mentioned, section in a web.config file for ASP.NET.